Tommy and David Odell have a problem. The brothers are about to lose their family farm. Tommy and David are characters in The Accountant, the movie that won this year's Oscar for Best Short Film. The brothers call in a financial planner who says that in order to save the farm, they must destroy it and collect the fire insurance. Since the fire won't produce enough money, maybe one of the brothers could consider an amputation.
Now, even with the insurance from the fires and considering fluctuating chicken and hog prices.
What about my cows?
Rustlers, you're still about $120,000 short. Two legs and one arm should put you over the top, though. I know a boy does pretty good work. Make sure you won't bleed to death before the ambulance gets here. You left right-handed.
The accountant is a thin man with a pasty white face and a black suit. He's played by Ray McKinnon, the man who also wrote and directed The Accountant. And Mr. McKinnon is in our Los Angeles studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, where did the idea for this film come from?
Well, there's an image when I fly back home in Georgia, and I go to Atlanta, rent a car, and head back to Adel, Georgia, down in South Georgia. Along the way, there's this old abandoned farmhouse, and right beside the farmhouse is a double-wide trailer. And I just imagined that the farm family moved out of the beautiful old farmhouse into the double-wide trailer because of practical means. They don't care about the aesthetics. And I wondered who they were.
A lot of times when artists express concern about the fate of small farms, they ooze with so much sincerity that you can hardly bear to listen or to watch. You took a little different, a darker approach with this particular film.
You know, the loss of small farms isn't necessarily, in my opinion, something that we have to stop because we're more efficient with bigger farms. I don't know the answers to the small farm issue. I just know it's sad. And I know that you can't have it both ways. You can't ask to keep your farm without some sacrifice. And that's what The Accountant, I think, was trying to tell David Odell, was that you can't have it both ways. You have to have personal sacrifice for the family and for the farm.
Boy, I didn't come here to save the Odell brothers from sloppy bookkeeping and questionable farming practices. I come here to save a way of life. See, they're all in it together.
Who is?
Hollywood, Wall Street, Boston Market.
I have to ask what problem you have with Boston Market.
Definitely.
Boston Market is denounced as a gigantic part of the, a symbol of the conspiracy against real people in the South.
I'm going to be in trouble now. It's not just Boston Market. It's the kind of corporate restaurant where it seems that no matter what you order, it all tastes the same, from the iced tea to the steak. I don't know how they do that. I was in Jackson, Mississippi a couple of summers ago, and I was really looking forward to the culture of Jackson, Mississippi. And I fly into the airport, and they take me to the Hyatt. And I get out of the Hyatt, and there's Chili's for ribs and Circuit City, and you could be anywhere in the nation.
It's interesting to me that the character you played and whose part you wrote denounced Hollywood as part of a giant conspiracy against ordinary people, and now you are dancing with Hollywood.
That's right. The accountant is a man of conviction. I am not the accountant. And that will be my test. Will I work within the system and still keep my individuality or will I just completely sell out?
Ray McKinnon is the writer, director, and one of the stars of The Accountant, which won the Oscar for Best Short Film. Mr. McKinnon, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.